Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is a legend of the big screen and the small screen and has been for a long, long time now. My guest is William Shatner, sometimes known as Captain James T. Kirk. He is at the Paramount Theater on June 21st for a screening of Star Trek II, and he will also answer some audience questions. Very nice of you to take the time to join me this morning, Mr. Shatner, sir.
Good morning, Mike.
I realize I'm starting quite a ways back here, but I'm just dying to know. You grew up in Montreal. You are studying economics, I believe, at McGill University. And somehow within a couple of years of that, you end up pursuing acting. And they seem, honestly, like very divergent career fields, acting and economics. At what point was it that you were bitten by the acting bug?
Well, that happened long before economics. My story is that I was in a camp play. I was a city boy in Montreal, and, you know, you go 2 weeks to a summer camp up in the woods, and the campers put on a play for the parents. And so I was in a camp play and moved the audience and was successful there, and that intrigued me and went back to Montreal. And from that moment on, I was doing children's theater and children's radio and just involved completely.
About how old would you think you were at that point in time?
Six.
6 years old?
Yeah. So economics was, what do I take, Dad? And it was like, why not this? But that wasn't my interest at all.
That was one of those parents thinking pragmatically things, right?
Right. Why don't you be a doctor or a lawyer and do something useful? Yeah, who's going to say be a radio announcer or be an interviewer on radio? I got a great profession for you, son.
Well, no one's going to say that. I mean, we all know that's a dead end. My guest on 99.5 The Mountain is actor William Shatner. Obviously, a lot of people, many, many people know you and associate you with the Captain James T. Kirk role from Star Trek. But I know prior to you landing that job, which I think was in 1966, prior to that, you had popped up on a number of different things that I've seen over the years, including some of the early television episodes of Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone.
I did. I was very busy. I was a busy, popular actor. I had starred on Broadway in two plays by that time. Three, come to think of it. And I had done a television series out of New York. I was popular in live television. I was working consistently all over the place, which is, I think, the reason when they had made a pilot of Star Trek with another actor and it didn't sell, the network said, do it again because it's an intriguing property, but recast it. So they came after me because they knew me from all these things that I had done.
I'm sure you've been asked this question millions of times over the years, but I'm going to ask it again anyway. I can't imagine at that point in time in 1966 when you get cast as Captain James T. Kirk in Star Trek, I can't imagine you could have had any idea how life-changing that moment was going to be for you.
Yes, I mean, just as bewildering as saying this interview will last 50 years and will be held up, you know, as an example of how to conduct an interview.
Well, let's hope that's not the case for both of our sakes. My guest is actor William Shatner on 99.5 The Mountain. Mr. Shatner, do you ever look back at that point in your life and think, you know, play the what-if game? Well, what if I hadn't auditioned for the Star Trek role? Or what if I hadn't taken it? I had chosen something else instead?
I don't live my life like that, what if, because I try to live in the moment because there's nothing you can do about it either way. But certainly Star Trek and Captain Kirk was a turning point in offering me this celebrity, which is the reason you and I are talking this morning.
You know, I realize you grew up in Montreal, and that's not so far distant from the United States. But did you, you know, as you looked south or you looked at the American cultural landscape, did you too have that sense of, you know, America, if I could make it there, I could make it anywhere, that kind of thing?
I was working out of Montreal and Ottawa and Toronto in Canada, the bigger cities in Canada. But the dream, the golden horizon was New York and Broadway and movies in Los Angeles. And I was gainfully employed in Canada as an actor making, you know, $50 a week or something, living on starvation wages. But I didn't look ahead like someday I will. I'm an actor and I've got to keep performing.
My guest on 99.5, The Mountain, is legendary actor William Shatner. So now, so here we are, 2018, Mr. Shatner. What is on the immediate horizon for you creatively?
This year, I have another book coming out on aging called Live Long and Ellipse in the fall. At the same time, I've got two albums coming out, a country music album with Jeff Cook of Alabama. That'll be out there in the middle of the summer as well, and a Christmas album that'll be out in October called Shatner Claus.
Well, you know what? Now I know exactly what to get everybody for stocking stuffers. That's awesome.
So we're having fun, and I'm putting stuff out there that I'm really proud of. I hope that when it reaches your ear and eye, that you will feel the same.
Okay, actor, author, recording artist William Shatner, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. We look forward to seeing you at the Paramount Theater on the 21st.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful evening with a film and me on stage, and you'll have a great time, and I hope I see you yourself there. I'd love that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.